It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and our guest this week is Joel, who you may know from around the station, did The Wire for a while and is news reading and all that kind of stuff, and he's up here to talk to us about No Sky and about a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, got a bunch of stuff happening.
Yeah, you've chosen... Okay, we'll start with the songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll do some plugging, because you've got a few things coming up that'll be nice to talk about.
Into plugging. So the first song I've chose is by a band called American Football. I was sort of always... I don't know, it's sort of the first band that I listened to in high school that sort of like got me into, like, I started getting real into emo music. So I started listening to like Emo Revive, like Modern Baseball and Front Bottoms and sort of 90s emo stuff like Cap'n Jazz. And sort of this band was sort of the first one that I was like, oh shit, like this is like my own sort of, like no one in my school sort of listened to that sort of stuff. And I sort of like felt like I was in my own world kind of. And I sort of like had all this like, all the sound and stuff that I'd never really heard before, and like sort of like reinterpreted jazz in like an interesting way and sort of shit like that. So yeah, the first song is called Five Silent Miles by American Football.
Thank you. What's this next one that you're wanting to play for us?
The next one is New Gold Mountain by Nyugam San. I feel like they're sort of the first band that really got me into Auckland music. I wasn't really aware, like I sort of went to school on the shore and I grew up in Riverhead and I never really like was aware of all like the good shit that was happening. I sort of like was only aware of like the Minchicks and stuff, you know?
Yeah,
and
you heard about these like big New Zealand bands, but you didn't really know about their like smaller kind of undergroundy kind of whammy shows.
And so like my girlfriend at the time sort of like showed me Nyugam San and I was like, oh, holy fuck, and like started going to all of their shows and sort of like was the first Auckland band that like got me going to Wine Cellar and Whammy and sort of like really gigging and stuff. Yeah. And so yeah, I think it's a pretty good band. Pretty good song to use.
Pretty good. I really want them to come back, but it will never happen. No. So we make do with the recording music.
Thank you.
It is a very nice track.
It's very good. Yeah, I was saying to you before that when I was in Berlin, I got to see American Football, the first band, and there was a guy there, and he was like, oh, you don't get this sort of stuff in Auckland. And I was like, fuck you, man. Like, there's some really good music coming out of Auckland and coming out of New Zealand, like New Gum Sound. Yeah.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
What's this last one that you
found? The last one is a track from the band Womb, who's sort of a Wellington band, and I think you said Rowan played a song from them.
Yeah, I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, they just sort of make like really well, they have a really well-crafted sound, and it's sort of like music I wish that I could be making sort of thing. Yeah, so this song is called Protea. I think that's how you say it.
They're very impressive.
They're a very good band.
Thank you.
just then about the breathing.
It's like percussive. It's so weird. How can you do that and make it sound good? Like, yeah, that's it. It's just like, I don't know. There's well all these done. Like weird.
It's a
textures.
Good example. It's a good example of what this whole album is actually.
Yeah,
like.
It's very dense with textures like that. That's sort of like, I don't understand, like, how the idea came around, and it's sort of like an amazing idea and sort of works really well when they put it together. Yeah.
All right, so let's do some talking about what you've been up to lately. You see, you've been very busy over the last
yes.
week or so.
So I'm leaving the country next Wednesday to study my master's in Amsterdam, and I have an art show coming up on Thursday's opening and a gig on Saturday, and sort of my whole life has been pouring into that.
You've snuck a lot in just before you move overseas?
Yeah, I sort of wanted to feel like I had a purpose, I suppose, until I left. But yeah, so I got an art show coming out. It's at Low Tide, and it's called Back Home, and it's with two really good photographic artists, Yara Galpi and Bridget McCarthy, and we're doing sort of a bunch of still and moving image installations, and we're opening, so this Thursday at sort of 6 o'clock, you can come along. We've got music from Note Index, which is Ben from Sea View's solo project. He's awesome. Very good, and music from a band called Trinos as well. And
lovely.
It's free, a core half of the bands. And it'll be really nice if people came to that. And on Saturday, we've got a single release party with Paprika Jones at Cassette 9. So that's with No Sky, the band that you're about to hear. And Paprika also playing some of releasing a single. And I've heard it, and it's really good.
So like, it's a nice little tie-in for... It's like a good bow tie on your little kind of life here in New Zealand. And
Yeah, and it's sort of going to be our last show ever. So if you like what you hear with this song,
it's the last chance.
Yeah, so this song is called What Does She Know?
All right, thanks for coming up.
Thanks for having me. I would like to know what she said when she told you to leave. I would like to know what she thinks about the way I see. I bet she doesn't know.
What does she know? What does she know? What does she know?
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.